received the newspaper article. And a couple letters. Got a letter from Pop, which was real good. I had a birthday card here for Dad the other day, and a real nice one, you know? I have to go get another one now. And I was throwing stuff out, and there's an old card from Marge right in the garbage can, you know? So, I'll get you another one. Maybe I get the same one. That was a real good one. You should be getting you Bob birthday time, so I'll say it, too. Happy birthday, Bob. Hope you have a lot more. Holy. It's been a busy week, yeah. Trying to make it go as fast as possible. I go to the dentist tomorrow. I understand that somebody's made a dentist appointment. Not necessary. My teeth get cleaned tomorrow at 1:30. According to a little slip here. 13:30, 19 September. So it's all taken care of. Marge says she's got those slides duplicated. They'll be here Friday. Captain Miller was delighted to hear that. Considering those pictures were taken last February. All right. Yeah. Oh. The place looks bare. Like somebody's getting ready to move out. Yeah, yeah, that's me. I'm leaving this place. What's underneath there? Looks like a letter. Who wrote this letter? That's one from Pop. That's a real good letter, too. So, questions? I want to know what my replacement was like. He's from the... you know where Baltimore and you know where Annapolis is, and you go due east of Annapolis, and then you go west, and then you go south a little bit, right down there in a point. And he graduated from a very small 700 people college in Maryland on a peninsula there. And what else happened? Oh, he's OCS. He didn't go to ROTC. I didn't have it. And if you're offering to, Dad offered me to take me to KRON, I certainly would like to go see it. Bet it, sure. I never did write that kid, not the fence marker kid, but the other one in Salem, and I'm sorry I didn't go over and see him after he phoned me last April, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry. But I was thinking seriously about going down to Bungtown and trying to see Dick Saucy, who was on a ship, the USS Tutulia, something like that, down there, anchored offshore out there. But I hear today that you're not allowed to go anywhere near Bungtown unless you have special leave orders and R&R orders for in-country R&R and all that sort of stuff. It's too crowded and all that stuff. So that's down the tubes. I guess I told you, Jim, and Jim was a Quantico on the East Coast, pushing Marine OCS candidates through, make them officers. I bet he's having a lot of fun doing that. So it was kind of boring, though. And Al will be back in Baltimore, Jim will be back there in Quantico. It's just south Washington, D.C. There'll be a lot of people back there. There's a kid going back there to school right now. I'll still be in school back there. This thing is working, isn't it? I notice it slides up a little bit. Yeah, it still works. Good. I put new batteries in my tape recorder the other day. Cleaned it out. Keep it pretty clean. It's a little dusty, but that's a little hard to help over here. The rains haven't started yet, although it sprinkles occasionally now and then. You know, just little afternoon showers. But the wet weather ain't started yet, thank goodness. The winds are still coming from the south. But they're making noises about shifting. It's raining out in Bonksville right now. Well, let me see. Other than running the weekly reports as provided 250-gallon water bladder to the modern yards, refilled daily. Now those two words, refilled daily. That's all it says. Refilled daily, period. You know. That's what I was doing last week, just refilling that water bladder daily. First you have to go borrow a truck. Then you have to go through all the paperwork and run around all over the base trying to borrow a truck. Then you've got to drive out there, load the thing on, drive all the way back, fill it up, and then drive out and drop it off and bring the truck back. And that's a lot of a lot of traveling. It takes all morning just to refill daily. All morning project. Boy, I don't know. These reports just don't do justice. Well, tonight before dinner, we're talking to Major Bass, who was head of the Special Forces camp here in On K before the CAV came here. Talking about problems and people and projects and things like that. You know, this is the kind of stuff that helps when you're trying to carry through this stuff and you find somebody that was here before and knows some of the things and some of the people even. It's much nicer. So, it was an interesting chat. Everybody's asking me, hey, Lisa, when are you going home? A week from Tuesday, you know. It's going to be a week from Tuesday for a long time. A week from Tuesday I leave this place, it's a week from tomorrow, and then a week from Tuesday I leave country. Actually, it's Monday I leave country, 2 weeks from today. Oh, goody. 13 days in a drag, as they say. That's 13 days that you wake up, you know, get up, have days, and you have to get up and drag your duffel bag to the airplane. 13 in a drag, or 13 in a wake up, or whatever. I hope they ship everything home. I don't want to carry anything on the damn plane. To hell with it. I don't know, I made up my mind yet. That's what I think I'll do. You never know really how much you got till you get ready to leave, you know. I look around my room and there's, you know, I got 1, 2, 3 telephones sitting here. And I don't know what belongs to the company, what belongs to Natrang. I got 2 rifles and all this stuff, you know. But stuff that I'm not supposed to send home that I'm going to send home and, you know, this sort of. Got my radio and my tape recorders and all this stuff. I don't know if I want to carry it or just ship it along, put it in the mailbox and mail it, or carry it or drag it, you know. I have a lot of time to figure out my mind. Exactly 1 week, yeah. So, that's about all. I think this is your last tape. Yeah. Come home, that'd be nice. I don't know if I'm going to get an early drop or not. A lot of people get a week or 2 weeks drop, but this will not happen to me. I doubt very much I'll get home on the 1st, but it could happen. Because I won't know it until I get to Natrang on the 26th, get my port call, 26th or 27th, and then I'll get a drop or not. I could conceivably come home on the 28th or 29th, but I doubt it very, very, very much. So. And there's no way of letting you know, so. Have to play it by ear, right? Right. Never can tell. I might write a letter when I find out and drop it in the mailbox, and it might get there before I do, and again, it might not. That's hard to say. So, either until next time when I see you, which will be only 2 weeks. How about that? 14 days. And after you get this one, about a week and a half. So, good night for now. Hope everything's well at home. Should be. The excitement isn't too much for Pop.